The word that was repeated over and over again at the school board meeting was conservative.
I'm always conservative when I approach the budgeting.
That's the school district's finance director, Karen Quitsland.
And I'd rather start out conservatively and do a revision and put more money in the budget.
Quitsland presented three budget options to the board. One was for a scenario of flat funding from last year. The others were for 5% and 2.5% reductions in funding. Each option would have the school district tapping into its fund reserve. That's a sort of savings account for the school district, with limitations. By Alaska statute, the school district is only allowed to carry over 10% of its budget from year to year. Quitsland wants the school district to stay as close to that number as possible. She told the board that a 5% budget reduction would be a decrease of about $280,000 to the school district. It would require dipping into the fund reserve for at least $20,000. Quitsland says that the school district has been so conservative financially that they could survive that type of decrease.
Can the school district function? Yes, we can.
But, she warns, it would mean a bare-bones budget.
We will have nothing saved for contingencies. We will go into our fund balance because there's things that happen throughout the year that we can't anticipate, such as long-term subs. We can't anticipate that. If something happens and we have a really cold winter, there's no contingency there for if we have a really cold winter.
Quitsland says the flat funding option would be the best-case scenario given the climate of the legislature. It would mean the same funding as fiscal year 2017 and require the district to use at least $10,000 in reserves. Quitsland steered the school board away from this option because she says they could always add in more funding later.
It's a lot easier to give somebody money for their supplies or their budget than to take it away.
Quitsland suggested the board approve the budget calculated for a 2.5% budget reduction. That would be a state funding cut of about $140,000.
I feel like it is a really conservative and safe budget for the district to adopt.
This budget would make increases for substitute teachers and the maintenance department. The teaching supply and curriculum budgets would be a little less. And there is also some money for professional development. Quitsland says she is confident in this budget and calls it survivable.
Compared with our 5% reduction, we have cushion in this budget. It's not so bare bones.
The school board passed the budget with a 2.5% reduction unanimously. Chairwoman Sarah Holmgren says it's hard to predict what will happen with the state at this point.
I'm pretty comfortable with the 2.5 since it's kind of somewhere. It feels like it's throwing a dartboard, so we don't know what the legislature is going to do.
The approved budget has the school district's revenue and expenditures at just over $8.5 million, with a difference of about $17,000. That amount would need to come out of the budget reserve. Superintendent Erica Klutpainter says that the district is understaffed in the high school special education department, but it's not possible to hire anyone without knowing what's going to happen with state funding. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.